Injuries, Miles Burris was limited. He's questionable for the game. Mastrud was full. He's probable. McFadden was full. He's probable. Lucas Nix was full. He's probable. Jeremy Stewart didn't practice. He's out. Vance Walker was limited today. He's questionable. Charles Woodson was full. He's probable. And C.O. Moore was full participation. He's probable.
Where is Walker in the
schedule? He's close. He's still got another step that he's got to go through. So we'll evaluate him tomorrow, and he'll be a game time decision.
Was he able to participate in team activities?
Yeah.
Last week you said you made the workout, the practice a little shorter, kind of freshen the guys up. Is it back to normal this week, or what have you done this week as far?
We kept the same schedule.
As last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we kept the same schedule. And a couple little change-ups, but nothing unusual.
Over the last four games, which you guys haven't won, the offense, the yardage has been up, the scoring has been up. Is it just a matter of holding on to the football? Is that kind of the break here for your offense to really kind of turn a corner and full game together?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing offensively is we got to protect the football. We got to do a better job of doing that. And, that's been a point of emphasis this week because we have moved the ball well and we have scored, a lot of points in the last few weeks. But we got to protect the football. We can't put our defense in tough situations. And defensively, when we are in those tough situations, we've got to make them kick field goals. And that's really the deal. And we need to put – our offense needs to play well, our defense needs to play well, and our special teams need to play well. We need to put all three phases together for a game.
Matt talks a lot about how he trusts the receivers, and with Streeter and Holmes both, he's been inclined to give them a shot to go up and get it, and they've been coming down with it. How does the quarterback straddle the line between doing that and also not turning it over?
Well, you got to know when those opportunities are there. There's certain things that you're looking for. That tells you that you've got, what you're looking for, and you can take a shot. And that's the things those are the things that he has to, he has to do better at and understand when he can take those shots and when he can't. So, overall on those type of plays, I think he's been fairly solid.
The Chargers secondary seems to look better now. Why are they playing better? Is there something that you saw?
Well, I think they're just executing. They're doing their job and, they're making the plays that they're supposed to make, and I think they've been much improved. I think their team is much improved, and I think all three phases. That's why it's a team game. All three phases have worked together. Their offense has done a good job of, like I said yesterday, possessing the ball, maintaining the time of possession, which gives you less shots at them. So, but they've definitely improved defensively.
You guys put Montgomery on the practice squad IR. Did he get hurt?
He got hurt, yeah. Yeah, the first day of practice. So we had to put him on practice squad IR.
What's the injury?
That's a knee.
You talk about picking him up and why you thought you wanted to at least add him to the mix.
Well, he's a talented player. And, we wanted to get him in here and take a look at him to see if he's somebody that we could work into the future. And obviously he had the injury, so we weren't really able to get very much of an evaluation on him and had to put him on IR.
You do your homework, I'm sure, with his troubles off the field maybe, and make sure he's the right fit here?
Yeah. I mean, that was something that we took a look at. And what better way to find out than to bring him into the building and see what you got? And so it was, really kind of a low-risk proposition, and, it didn't work out.
Defensively, seems the teams that have the most success against Phillip Rivers are the ones that can get consistent pressure throughout a game. How important and how key is that? Because he's not much of a scrambler.
Yeah, it'll be important. I thought we did a good job of rushing him in the game the last time that we played him. You want to try to press the pocket, not allow him to have clean windows to throw the ball into. You're not going to get to him all the time. He gets rid of the ball extremely fast. So the key is just to keep that constant pressure. And keep the pocket consistently collapsing around him.
Have you guys changed the way you use Terrell as far as when you bring him in? Like originally, was it a certain exact time to come in the game, and now it's more? Is it more
each
willy-nilly, I guess?
Each week it's going to change based on the game plan. It wouldn't do us much good if we just said every week we're going to put him in the third series of the game. I mean that doesn't do us a lot of good. So each week it's different on how we plan on using him.
So as far as you would change the, when you bring this man, or you might just decide on the spot to bring him in at a certain point?
No, we have a game plan going in.
Okay. So he knows, like,
and it's clear as far as, you know, what we want to do, how we want to do it. You know, now it may not always be, you know, decisive on play 50, you're coming into the game, but there's a plan on how we want to do that.